for all its faults, and it had many. It was often horribly bigoted, in some places segregationist, and almost always exclusionary. At its best, the old WASP aristocracy did have a sense of modesty, humility, and public-spiritedness that seems largely absent in today's elite. Many of Bush's greatest moments, his handling of the fall of communism, his decision not to occupy Iraq after the first Gulf War, his acceptance of tax increases to close the deficit, were marked by restraint, an ability to do the right thing despite enormous pressure to pander to public opinion. But, and here is the problem, it is likely that these WASP virtues flowed from the nature of that old elite. The aristocracy was quite secure in its power and position, so it could afford to think about the country's fate in broad terms and look out for the longer term, rising above self-interest because its own interest was assured.